Joining us now, Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Margaret, I'd like to start with just, it's been a couple of days to contemplate what we witnessed this week. Your takeaways?
I think the country is digesting what was really a blowout for Republicans and certainly Donald Trump and his ticket. This is a mandate. This is not just Donald Trump having won the popular vote and the Electoral College, but also a decisive majority in the Senate, which had been under Democratic control, narrow Democratic control, and the House still remains hanging in the balance, although it does appear to be headed at this point to lean Republican. So this is going to mean come January that the government will be perhaps taking ideologically a different tack than what we have seen for the past 4 years. And we've had divided government and a Democratic presidency. This is just stunning, the amount of momentum that Republicans gained at the cost of Democrats, particularly among working class, white working class, but also among voters of color, substantial gains. Particularly among Latino men.
And as far as other repercussions from this, let's say the courts, what are some things people need to think about?
Well, there are repercussions for the entire government. Certainly the transition will happen. It is already being talked about. There are officials who are trying to help line up personnel for state, for Pentagon, for all the agencies that will switch over. But remember, there are a core of civil servants, a core of career professionals who will remain in all of those places. As for what the courts could look like, certainly if there are openings on those courts and the Trump White House puts forth a candidate, it makes it a lot easier to get that candidate through and confirmed into that position when they have the majorities in Congress. That's true not just for courts, for federal courts, but also for any kind of appointment that requires Senate confirmation, be it a cabinet secretary, be it an ambassador. It's going to really sort of unstick in many ways what has been a tough process for confirmation because of the split government. But it may lead to some questions there about, you know, certainly whether some of these candidates would make it through otherwise.
Who do you have lined up for Face the Nation?
We're looking forward at what a Trump term, another four-year term, would look like. We have Senator Bill Hagerty. He is a Republican senator from Tennessee who served under Donald Trump as U.S. ambassador to Japan. He is in the Senate now and is being widely reported as one of the candidates who might be in the running for a key job, whether it's at the Treasury or whether it's at the State Department. We'll talk to him about that.
All right, Margaret Brennan, thanks for your insight as always.
Thank you.